From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, a critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family, has caused international outrage and a serious escalation of diplomatic tensions in the region, with unrest predicted in Shia-majority areas. Sheikh Nimra, who among 47 people were executed in Saudi Arabia Saturday, was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. He was an outspoken critic of the kingdom's ruling Saud family and a key leader of the Shiite protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011. Israeli police on Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashav Milam, an Israeli Arab, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. It is unclear if the shooting is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. One woman in Tel Aviv told reporters, "These are tough times.
This is why it's, you know, it's very scary because it's happened all over the world."
Almost daily wave of Palestinian stabbing, shootings, and vehicular attacks have killed 21 Israelis. More than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. United States on Saturday criticized Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. Kagame announced his decision in a televised address on Friday, saying that the recent referendum voted on by his people for him to extend his terms is a good reason to pursue another term. This is VOA News.